Hello and good evening, everyone. I wanted to wish you a happy new year. This is your host, Esperanza Ray with New Consciousness, New World. Welcome back to our show. And I'm really excited because this is the first show of 2014. Imagine that, another year. It just seemed like yesterday when we were just celebrating 2013, and this year has flown by for me. I don't know about you guys, but it sure has flown for me like anything I could have. I mean, granted, after you turn a certain age, things begin to move a little faster, but the most interesting part is that this year, for some reason, seemed faster than any of the others. So anyway, I wanted to wish you all a very, 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 very joyous, peaceful, loving, and financially well-off new year. Hopefully, the economy will improve, and we will all have more jobs, and more people will be able to pay for their homes, that's always very positive. I don't know if you guys are realizing, depending on where you are, but I'm in Northern Virginia, and the weather here just got really, really, really cold. I mean, it went from a fairly nice, warm day to around 4 o'clock or so in the afternoon. It just got freezing, freezing, freezing. And I mean, and I'm a person with long hair. So what I like to do when I go out and it's really cold, I just tuck in my hair inside the collar of my coat, so that way my hair protects my ears from the cold, and I don't really have to worry at all about a hat. But today, I'm serious. I could have used a hat, and I don't care for hats that much. I like my hair free and moving in the wind. I just like the feeling that I'm free and able to allow what has to be. And for whatever reason today, it was just so freaking cold. I don't remember. As a matter of fact, I believe on the news they were saying that it is record cold here. It hasn't been this cold in about 20 years. To be honest with you, I don't recall it being this cold, period. But I could be wrong. Wouldn't be the first time. Well, I wanted to welcome you to the show. And 2 weeks ago, we had a recorded show play because I hadn't been taking any time off at all last year. I was very proactive, and I was really getting things rolling and getting my business on the go and getting into the swing of things, because 2012 was a little bit of a holdup for me. So this year, I figured I was entitled to a vacation, since I did not have any real vacation at all in 2013. And I was very happy to have a couple of weeks off, because the last 3 months, August, September, October, were just full of a lot of hours of work, working 12-hour days. And then here I was on the last 3 weeks, right before the holidays, actually right before Thanksgiving, I'm working on 12-hour days, plus the last night prior to a proposal that I was handing in, I had 35 hours with no sleep whatsoever. And if you ever want to go into a state of altered consciousness, you can stay up for 35 hours straight. And I'll tell you, you don't have to meditate. You don't have to breathe. You don't have to do anything. Just stand in front of a white screen for a while, and all of a sudden, everything will start to get hazy, and you'll just begin to feel like you're floating on a cloud. So, like I said, I took a couple of weeks off and got myself really, really rested, because I was beginning to, I don't get colds or anything like that, but my sinuses start to bother me, and that's a sign that my body says, hey, we need to calm down, we need to slow down, because I'm tired and I need a rest. So I said, you know what, we're going to do that, we're going to rest, and that's what I've been doing. I hope you've had a wonderful opportunity to take some time off as well and enjoy the holidays. Christmas is always a beautiful, beautiful holiday of the year. It's a time where it's about giving, and not just thinking about ourselves, but of thinking about others. And even though in reality, Jesus was not born on Christmas Day. In reality, it is a pagan holiday. But the Christian religions opted for having this day as the 24th of December as the day of celebrating the birth of Christ, because it meant a kind of a compromise between the Christian beliefs and the pagan beliefs. Of course, there's other reasons for this holiday as well, but we won't get into all of the different reasons. If we think about it, we have a little bit of a combination and influences of different cultures and different denominations that kind of have all brought together different aspects of what it means for Christmas, with the gift giving, with the birth of Christ, the initiation of our salvation, and it means a new time for humanity. It means a new level of consciousness, and that's what our show is about. That is, our show is about a new consciousness, a new world. Now, while Christ or Jesus did not originally start a religion, he was more about self communication and connection with the divine. And that's what our work is about. This is what our focus is. Our focus is to help people connect with their divine self, and through the divine self, with the divine consciousness that exists everywhere. And I like to read a passage from the Gospel of Thomas. It's basically Gospel 108, and I'm going to tell you why this is such a, it's one of my favorite passages in the Gospel of Thomas, and it to me, it just is a very deep and yet very simple text. So let me pull it up for you, because it's just so beautiful. And, you know, the interesting thing, there's actually been a movie done based on the Gospel of Thomas, which talks about the you know, who God really is and what our connection with the Godhead is about. And it separates itself, actually, from I guess, the mainstream belief and understanding of who Jesus was, why he was here, and his really focus on what he was trying to teach humanity. And it wasn't about a new religion, that's for sure. And if you I don't know if you're familiar with the Gnostic Gospels, but the Gnostic Gospels were discovered a number of years ago. Actually, they were discovered a little bit before I was born. And no, not 100. Okay, guys, it's not 100 years old. I'm not that old yet. Or who knows, maybe I am and I just keep myself very young. But the powerful thing about this passage in the Gnostic Gospels is they give a little bit of a different perspective, because they have not been necessarily as controlled as the other gospels or the other teachings of Christ. As you know, some of the Christian religions, for example, the Catholic, the Orthodox, and the Jewish religion, have texts that go years and years back on the concepts of God and all of that. And some of this truth has been taken away from the masses, through that process, the masses have been kind of conditioned to some degree to believe that the only way to God is through a denomination, through a established religion. The word religion, some of you may already know this, but the word religion means specifically a way of life. And that's what Jesus, Yeshua, was here to teach us. He was here to teach us a way of life that intended a connection with the divine, that intended a connection with the self. And he actually talks about in the Gnostic Gospels. Now, the Gnostic Gospels are composed of several Gospels, including the Gospel of Thomas, the Gospel of Mary, and the Gospel of Philip. And I believe there are some additional other Gospels, and there are some other books, but those are the ones that I'm most familiar with, because I've actually had the wonderful opportunity to read them. And I actually downloaded a free version from online to my cell phone. And sometimes when I don't have anything to do and I'm sitting here waiting for somebody or an appointment or just simply waiting for something that I need to take care of, and I have a few minutes to read, I'll pull out my cell phone and I'll read there. So let me share this wonderful gospel. This is from the Gospel of Thomas, and it's Gospel 108. It says, "The one who drinks from my mouth will become like me. I myself will become he, and certain things which are hidden will be revealed to him." So here is the connection that we, as a new consciousness, new world, and also as Research Center for Inner Awareness, which is the name of my organization, New Consciousness, New World Radio Show is an aspect of my organization. But our whole purpose, our whole dedication is precisely to focus on this and to help people understand that they are the temple. They are the way. They are the connection. And all you have to do is the same thing you do with a friendship, anything you do with your friends, family, coworkers. It's about establishing a relationship. It's about nurturing a relationship. It's about loving the people that you're around, loving yourself, because in order to love others, you need to understand what that means, and you need to be able to love yourself, to love ourselves. And God loved us so much that he sent Yeshua here into our planet, into Terra, and that's the name that I've been given by Spirit for our planet. And it is here that he came to teach us these things. The one who drinks from my mouth will become like me. I myself will become he, and certain things which are hidden will be revealed to him or to her. So what does that exactly mean? Well, this is my understanding through Spirit and through the light, that the connection that I have through Spirit, which I teach in, and it's a powerful way to connect to the divine through meditation, through establishing a connection with your multidimensional self, and through the multidimensional consciousness, connect with your divine essence, and which is the original creation by God, the breath that is given to us, the breath that is received, the verb, the word of God, when he creates a being of light, a being like ourselves, because we are beings of light. We are made in the image of God. And, you know, this is not about religion. This is the funny part. I want to make clear, this program is not about religion. This program is about spirituality. And when I talk about Yeshua, again, what does this mean? It means the one who drinks from my mouth will become like me. That means listening to his guidance, listening to his direction, listening to the words. Yeshua is showing us the way, just like Melchizedek did, and just like Muhammad did, just like Buddha did, just like so many other traditions of spirituality did. And he is giving us a way. I am the way. Now, by drinking from what comes out of his mouth, you will become like me. It means basically if you follow the actions, the methods, the philosophy, the understanding that he is talking about, if you're able to read the Gospels and not just understand the basic, but really be able to connect through the divine. And when you connect to the divine, your divine essence connects you with the divine all. And through the divine all, you are able to see things from a different perspective, from a much higher level. And you begin to understand the meaning of what it is to be a spiritual being, what it is to be a magnificent being made in the image of God with love. And think about the details of your eyes. Think about your brows, the way they're shaped, the thickness or thinness of your hair, whether it's curly, straight, red, blonde. Your eyes, are they green, blue, brown? Whatever the color, every little detail has been planned in advance. Your genes, your parents, who you are going to be, has been determined by you before you came into the world, and through God's a power of creation, you were given life, you were given form, and he has seen all that little detail. He's been the artist that sculpted you just the way you are. And there is a perfect reason for all that you are, for the beauty that is within and without. And see, the beauty is that God is able to see us in a totally different way than we see ourselves. He's able to look at us from a different perspective, not what humanity considers attractive, not what humanity considers beautiful, but what he understands and knows about who and what you are, and the power, the beauty, and the magnificence that you hold within. In talking about this, I also want to point out in my website, this was a beautiful gift that I was given in with this statement or this quote through Spirit, and it was given to me, just like some of the other things that are given to me, like the beautiful song that I sometimes sing on the radio, which was a message of love from God, and I will probably share that also with you at the end. So one of the beautiful statements and where God shows the love and the that goes into each one of us when we come into being. You are so much more than what you have been led to believe. You are human from your head to your toes. You are divine from the depth of your soul. Together, you are the most unique and beautiful mystery waiting to be discovered. And that's truly what Jesus was teaching us. Yeshua was teaching about who we are, who you are as a divine being. You are a mystery to yourself. And the purpose of this life is to develop a relationship with yourself, develop a relationship with who you are, and to understand your higher purpose, your higher reason for being, not to be manipulated or conditioned by what our loved ones sometimes want from us, our friends want from us, our educational system, our work environment. Regardless of all of that, we have the ability and the power to choose who we are, what we do, what we say, what we think, and how we feel on a daily basis. We have the choice to believe that something is good in spite of all the pain it can cause us, or something cannot be exactly what we want, but to let go of the desire to control, because I think that's one of the major problems with our world today, the desire to control everything around us. And specifically, because we have the gift, one of the most powerful, most magnificent, most radiant gift ever imaginable, and that is the ability of free will. We are given that ability. Let's use it to connect with ourselves, to establish a relationship with who we are, what we are, and what our soul, our true heart, our true soul wants to accomplish and can accomplish. All right, so Again, you are so much more than what you have been led to believe. You are human from your head to your toes. Yes, we have a physical body. We are here. We feel the reality around you. We touch. We have five physical senses, and then we have the spiritual senses which transcend the physical and transcend time and space. And it's through that connection to the other senses that we can transcend time and space and connect with what is divine, connect with what is holy within you. And once you reach that level of connectivity to yourself, then it's just a little stepping stone to move forward and connect with the divine, ultimate divine. So if we can drink, if we can just follow in the guidance, in the direction of the footsteps of the teachings of the great masters, of the teachings of the Christ consciousness, then we ourselves become like Christ because we become Christed beings. We develop the Christ consciousness. And then that's when we become like Jeshua. He becomes a Christ. He is a Christ. And he teaches us how I can become a Christ. I myself will become he, and certain things which are hidden will be revealed to him. Well, let me tell you, if that in itself is not enough to move you, the second part to me is so, so, so true. I myself will become he. So when you become, when your consciousness awakens, when you begin to function at the multi-conscious level, when you begin to transcend space-time, when you are able to move beyond the limitations of our physical body and our physical senses, we will transcend and connect with the holy space within, with a divine consciousness that is within us that truly makes us divine because we are made in that image. We are made in the image of the divine. And as such, we have the same capabilities that Jeshua talks about, the same capabilities of walking on water, the same capabilities of healing. Don't be fooled by titles of saints, Christ's, masters. Don't be fooled by any of that. Those are just human titles that we give the people who are here to teach us how to connect with the beauty and the divine person that you are. And in showing his beauty, his divine uniqueness, his holiness, by exposing his inner light and love to all, we are able to learn from that. We are able to partake in that process and become the same, where he becomes us and we become him. The interesting part is also the fact that what has been hidden from us, what we did not understand before, now becomes clear to us, and we understand what it actually things mean. For example, I remember that when I was a kid, I read the Bible. It was a story Bible, and I read it. And it was all very interesting, but it was just that. It was very interesting. Now, granted, I was not your normal average child. My connection with God was very strong already as a child. And actually, I think most children are more connected to the divine self at that point in time and through the divine self to the divine when they're younger than them when they're older. You know why? Because when we're older, everybody tells us, ah, you can't do this. Ah, you can't do that. Are you dreaming? Are you thinking that this is the way the world is? Buddy, you have to get with the program because that's not the way the world is. Well, you know what? The world is what we make of it. The world is what you make of it. The world is what I make of it. And what was not at one point clear to us is revealed. Now, that may not make sense because you would say, well, you know, the words of God are there. The words of Jeshua are there. It seems pretty straightforward and clear. Well, you know what? You can have a child who's learning to add and subtract and look at a math book. And yeah, it looks interesting. You can tell it's formulas, you can tell it's math, but I'll be darned if I know how to apply them and how they apply in an everyday world, right? Well, as you get older and you move up the grades through school, and that's the way exactly how I imagine the world. It's a school. It's a process. You go from one grade to the other, and in each grade you grow, you learn, you transform, and you become that. You blossom, you transform, you brighten up, you glow into the divine being that you are. So what is hidden becomes revealed to you as you connect and develop a connection with the self. And in another part of the Gospel of Thomas, Yeshua talks about, you know, he who has found himself is above or beyond the world, is greater than the world. Is he not? He asks. Yes, because you've discovered the secret. You've discovered what was hidden. And now you can become more and more consciousness. You can be more and more awakened. You can be more and more understanding. You have greater knowledge. You have greater comprehension. You have greater application. And most of all, this is the tough part. You have a greater responsibility. You have a greater responsibility with knowledge, with understanding, with awakening. You have a greater responsibility not only to bring in that light into yourself, but to share and expose that light to everyone around us, whether it be through words, whether it be through gestures, whether it be through acts, whether it be through kindness, caring, whatever it takes. All of this is what you are. You are the divine being. You have greater understanding, greater compassion. And you are human from your head to your toe. That's how we start out. We are born to this earth. We have a physical body. And within that physical temple, we have the greatest and most holy aspect of who we are, the divine drop of the essence of God. And when we're able to reach within and be enveloped and allow it to grow within us, that little drop of light becomes a light. It becomes at first a candle. And it grows to become larger and larger until it becomes like the sun in your world. But we have to work at it. We have to every day work at it. I remember a while back, I used to be a member of an organization, and, you know, it's not really important what that organization was, but it had to do with, the understanding the power within yourself and understanding how we are able to, through our thoughts, through our belief systems, we're able to manifest our reality, and not only that, but manifest in the world what we want within it. And if it's we don't like what we have, then we have the ability to change that. And there was a word, actually an acronym, that we've heard so many times. But the way this person had put this together, changed a word that we all understand and know, and changed it into an acronym. It was very powerful for me. And the word is free. And freedom, the word freedom and free. So the acronym is free. F-R-E-E, and it stands for Freedom Requires Everyday Effort. Freedom requires everyday effort. It's not something that you get for free necessarily, but it requires effort every day to stand and stand up for who you are, to stand up for what you believe in, to stand up for what you want out of life, to stand up for yourself, to stand up for the holy person, the beautiful person, the powerful, magnificent individual that you are. And that's what Christmas is about. It's about love. It's about helping you to understand that you are so valuable to the God consciousness, to the God wisdom, to the God knowledge, that he or she loves you so much that no sacrifice, nothing, no rock, no stone will remain unturned until you understand how beautiful, how magnificent you are. And that's why I wanted to so much just focus on the love factor. We have talked in the past about, you know, the heart and the heart awareness and we had Rana Prince on our show talking about her work being specifically dedicated to that. However, I think it's a beautiful name that she has chosen for her work. However, all of our work is about that. It's all about love. It's all about understanding the beauty and the lovely person that you are, to know and understand that you are magnificent, and to not just hear the words, but to actually accept them. And then once you accept them, to experience them. So it's a process that we go through. First, we are shown a truth. And once that you've read the truth, now you have to understand what that means within yourself. What does that truth tell you? What does the word love mean to you? What does it represent? Because if you think about it, the word love in itself is a very abstract word. It has so many meanings. It has so many things involved that, I mean, you could probably go on for weeks talking about love. And not just that, but this, the different aspects that the word love has, right? Well, what does that mean exactly to me? And so the second step in the process of discovering a truth is to understand. The third step in understanding a truth is to make it your own. And what does that mean? Well, actually, I think I skipped this step. The next step is to experience it, to become that love towards yourself, within yourself, and outside to yourself. And then the fourth step is to share that love with everyone around us. And, you know, it's appropriate to say that it's very important to share that knowledge, to share that light, to share that knowing, and to share that experiencing. But the experiencing is personal. The experiencing is specific to you. And no one person, no two people will have the same experience. It can be similar. It can have the similar factors involved, but it will never be exactly the same because you are a unique individual. You are the way you feel, the way you, you know, acknowledge, the way you experience, the way you can visualize and understand and comprehend something is completely different than the other way another person does. So, and to keep that love growing and to keep it moving forward and to expand it throughout the world, we have a responsibility of sharing that message, that love, and that knowing with others. And that's exactly what Jeshua came here to share with us. And in practicing those messages and showing us how he is Christ, how we can all develop the Christ consciousness within and walk in the same footsteps and become like him. That's what I understand is the meaning of becoming like Christ, to be like him and to imitate him and to carry the commitment, to carry the responsibility of moving and, you know, sharing that with all of us, with others. It's so important. Because it is through the sharing that we develop a relationship. It is through the experience that we develop a relationship with ourselves. And the amount of time we dedicate to ourselves, and I'm not just saying, you know, washing your hair, curling it, putting on makeup, or not putting on makeup, you know, looking muscular and building muscle. That's fine. If that's what you like, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying you should become obsessed with it, and that's the purpose in life. However, there's nothing wrong with wanting things a certain way. There's nothing wrong with that. And the important aspect is to go within and develop a relationship. Create and nurture that part of your mind, your consciousness, and your heart so that you are a completely fulfilled person, so that you are a whole person and you are connected to the most powerful and beautiful being that you are. And then when you recognize the divine within you, you can recognize the divine in others. And when you can do that, that's when you're able to connect with the divine all around us. Turn a rock and God is there. Break a piece of wood and God is there. Look at a friend's eyes and God is there. Look at a child's eyes and God is there. Look at a friend's eyes and God is there. Look at an enemy or a person you're not happy with, or even a person who considers you to be their enemy, even if you don't consider them yours. Look into their eyes and see God there. If we can step back, if we can love ourselves enough, if we recognize and completely, in the depth of our being, recognize the divine being, the divine power that you are, there's no way that hate can exist in this planet. And that's how we're going to eradicate anger, hate, wars, fighting, disagreements, and most of all, killing. The killing of other beings, the killing of defenseless animals, human beings, whatever, the destruction of forests, you know, bring back our world, our perfect divine world endowed to us by the divine creator of all. That is the magnificent person you are. And if I've helped you in any way today to understand that, then I feel comfortable. So again, remember that you are a mystery. You are a beautiful, unique mystery waiting to be discovered. And that's exactly the message that Yeshua was giving us. That's the message that Buddha shared with us. And that's the message that so many other denominations share with us. The basic fundamental principles in all spirituality is the same. It's knowing thyself. And in knowing thyself, you overcome the limitations of the world and our physical being. And we rise to the consciousness and awaken the beauty and divinity within that elevates us to the fifth world, the fifth level of consciousness. The fifth level of existence, that's where we're headed for. So don't feel bad when you hear about wars. And I know, and I talk about doom and gloom so many times. I don't want to focus just on the doom and gloom. I do want to warn you of what's coming. I do want to warn you of what you are to expect, but never to be fearful of it, never to be succumb by it. On the contrary, to overcome and transcend it. And when we can overcome and transcend whatever is not of the light, then we have completely awakened to our divine self. And if you think about that, then I think we are finally on the path of enlightenment that was intended many, many thousands of years ago. the new existence, a new level of humanity in the fifth dimension, where we transcend our physical limitations. We're able to levitate, walk on water, look mentally, be in one place and project ourselves to another, or even biolocate, meaning that we are in more than one place at once, and we are multidimensional beings, so we do have that capability. And that does not mean that God does not exist. That does not mean that God is less. On the contrary, if a being as magnificent as God, and granted, we have to limit our understanding of the great divine to our fourth dimensional existence, really. But if we can try to imagine a being so magnificent that can create a race of people or universes of different races, can you imagine how even more magnificent the divine, ultimate divine is, beyond anything that we can possibly imagine, beyond anything we can possibly conceive? Because again, we are limited to our fourth dimensional consciousness at this point. And imagine once we've shed the fourth dimensional existence and we are connected to the ultimate divine, we won't be separate any longer, and we'll not need to communicate any longer through verbal communication. It can lead to so many misunderstandings, misconceptions, and yes, to war and murder and killing and horrible, horrible things. When we can eliminate the confusion, the misunderstanding, then we can move on to be the divine, unique beings, and the mystery will be solved. You will understand that. And since today's theme is the divine, and understanding who we are, and understanding that is through the great master teachers, through the Christ consciousness, and through the teachings of Jeshua and other great masters, through their knowledge, we can grow today and continue to understand the knowledge that sometimes cannot be expressed in words. Because if you think about divine being who has fully Christed and fully conscious of the divine, is in oneness with the divine, as we will be as well, then the war is between ignorance and awareness, sleepingness and awaking, and darkness and light will be over, and we'll be able to transcend this dualistic system into a fully whole, one united state of being that will transcend anything we can possibly imagine. And I want to repeat this one more time for you. This is the Gospel of Tom, Gospel 108, and it says, "The one who drinks from my mouth will become like me. I myself will become he, and centered in certain things which are hidden will be revealed to him." Obviously, this wasn't that in the past, so obviously it's a lot of masculine references here. But this is not limited to the male gender or the male energies. It's true for all human beings. And if we can take the words, drink from his mouth, make those words our own, make those that are knowledge, make us those thoughts, have a pure mind and wholeness about the way we think, be able to weed out all the fears, all the negativity, because this is what the transition is really about. It's about birthing a new way of thinking and moving away from the old, from the fears, the limitations, the lack of trust, faith, the lack of hope, the destruction of our planet. It's moving away from all of this and moving into the light, moving into the consciousness of a fulfilled universe. This is what God intended. It was never intended that we suffer on this planet. It was never intended that we have lack or need or want. Would you want that if you're a mother or a father? Would you want that for your child? And if you, as a human being, do not want that for your child, how can we conceive a God that would want that? So, to keep this in perspective, God has created a world that was perfect. And through our own choices, through our own free will, we kind of messed it up. But guess what? We have no choice but to evolve. And so we will continue to improve on this world. And to show you the great love that God has for us, I'm going to share the words, the beautiful words given to me by Spirit in one of my darkest moments in life. Now, I've had more than one, but this was in 2012 when I was really going through some very difficult moments in my life. And there had been several things going on throughout several of the years before that, but you don't always crash and fall until a series of things come together and bring you to the bottom. So in 2012, it was a very difficult year for me, and yet I hold it with a great, great respect because it was through that experience, through that year, that I understood how powerful a human being is, how powerful I am. And that makes me understand and realize how powerful and beautiful, magnificent you are as well. And if I can understand the beauty of who I am, how can I not love myself? If I can understand the power of the divine that's within me, if I can connect with my holy of holies, that sacred part of me, that's the heart center, if we can love thyself, if we can love and understand the divine within us, then we can also love those around us because we will be able to see the divine in them as well. Once we see it in ourselves, we'll know what it looks like, what it is, and we'll be able to see it in others. Have you ever gone through life in, you know, like, I don't know about you, but when I was young, I think I was in the sixth grade, if I'm not mistaken, I would sit in the back of the class because my last name starts with an R. It's Ray, R-E-Y. And I remember that the children in school would sit mostly in alphabetical order, and the purpose of that was sometimes for the teachers to be able to remember the children's names. And sometimes I sat at the back, most of the time in the class, I sat at the back of the class, and those were seats assigned to you. And I remember having really a hard time. The board was fuzzy. I could not read what the teacher was writing on the board. And when we watched the astronauts, take off for the moon, I remember how I was looking at the television and it was a bit fuzzy. Well, that's in a way what we're going through in life when we have color blindness or when, you know, we have problems with our sight. Some people have trouble with their hearing, you know, depends on the sense. Some people have trouble with their smell or taste. So there's something not quite and our senses don't provide the right picture. So there's kind of something going on with either our eyes, our ears, or our kinesthetic capabilities. And we don't perceive the world in its full spectrum of the senses. So what happens when, let's say, that year I got my glasses? Boy, what a difference it made in my life. I could now see the board and I could understand what the teacher was talking about and I could take notes and I could write down the information and I had a much better understanding of what was going on. Well, our spiritual development is about the same thing. And this is what Yeshua is talking about. He's talking about what is hidden will be revealed. So when we start to focus, when we start to focus in on the divine within, when we start to focus on the beauty and understanding who we are, and we pluck out the weeds in our minds, the negative thoughts that we're not good enough, that maybe a person with good intentions, something negative they said to us, oh, you know, you'll never be this, or you'll never be a singer, or you'll never be a mathematician, or you'll never be a great author and writer. Well, guess what? You can be anything you choose to be. Because when you start to focus, you have so much power within you. You have the freedom to choose what you want to do, who you want to be, and how you want to be that person. And once you understand the power of that, the power of one, when you become one within the self, then that power becomes stronger. And those around you can perceive it. And those around you are drawn to you. And you have that ability, and everything just seems more clear. Because I had my glasses, I could see much more clearly. The television, I could see more clearly the board. And it gave me a better understanding what the teacher was trying to tell me in the class, that because I couldn't see the board clearly, I didn't always capture everything she was saying. Well, this is true for us too. As we develop that focus, as we heightened our vision, as we heightened our hearing, and as we heighten our experience in the planet, we begin to see things that before we didn't know. And this has been true for me since I started to learn to meditate and to be able to bring into my experience other senses other than the physical. So let me share this beautiful song, and we have about a few more minutes to go, and actually one more minute to go, and I want to wish you a wonderful new year filled with joy, happiness, and abundance in your world, and may God bless your everyday and the joy and the light and the wisdom of the teachings of the Yeshua and all his masters and teachers, so that you may become the beautiful human being, the divine being that you are. This is for you, from the God consciousness to me and to you as well. It's a message of love. Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you just how much I care? You are the apple of my eye, and I will always be by your side, leading you home, leading you home. Leading you home, leading you home. Take my hand and I will guide you. Take my hand, never be alone. Take my hand, take my hand, and I will keep you safe. I will hold you steady. Take my hand and come on to me. There I will be beside you always, beside you. Have a wonderful, magnificent in 2 weeks, actually, until we talk again, and may God bless you.